Hi, I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A new strategy is calling for collaborative action among the agriculture industry to promote better farm safe practices. Five key impact opportunities have been identified in a bid to significantly reduce fatalities and injuries by 2030. I caught up with Farm Safe Australia Chairman Charles Armstrong to hear more about the important step.
It's a very important step for Farm Safe, and hopefully a very important step for the whole safety picture on farming. We've got this National Farm Safety Education Fund, and what we've done is develop about five key impact opportunities to in effect utilise the fund in relation to leadership and the next generation of farmers, young farmers, and physical and psychological well-being, and a couple of other things as well.
Fantastic. Obviously, the ag sector's, you know, a high-risk working environment. How vital is it that, you know, safe practices are improved?
Well, it is very vital. That we've had about 600 fatalities on farms over the last 10 years. Now, we shouldn't be anything like that, and that doesn't take into account the serious injuries people have recovered from as well. So not only are there dreadful fatalities, but there's a cost to the industry that could be avoided given a change in attitude and a change in the approach that we go about our farming.
That's it. You know, I know we're looking toward a 2030 roadmap to end on-farm fatalities, so hopefully this will help with that. But is it also about, I guess, shifting attitudes, you know, on farms? I know in the country we tend to have that, you know, she'll be right kind of attitude, but I guess we need to look at resetting that as well.
Absolutely, and that's the start where we need to change that approach to either the she'll be right and get rid of that, or just a change in attitude for people to think about the risks that are being involved and can they avoid those without necessarily sitting down and taking ages to think about it, even if they're just thinking about it as they approach the job, what might go wrong and what can we do. But on top of that, we've got quite a bit of legislation coming through, one part on industrial manslaughter and another part in terms of workers' compensation decisions and penalties. So both of those are driving a pretty expensive process in terms of the cost to the farm or the employer in relation to accidents on farms.
Yeah, certainly a step in the right direction, and I understand you guys will be reporting annually just to, you know, check in and see how we're going there.
Yes, well, we have an obligation through to the government and the department in that process because they've put money up towards doing this, and of course we'll be trying to achieve a lot more than what we've set about, but we must achieve these first steps anyway.
That's it, baby steps, and then we'll, you know, aim a bit bigger, I guess. But a great start, and hopefully we do see some improvements pretty quickly.
Well, that'd be excellent, and if we can get quad bikes off the agenda by people putting crash protection devices on and or the manufacturers putting them on, that'll be a big step in the right direction.
Absolutely, because they, you know, do account for most of the deaths on farms.
Yes, they're the single biggest killer at the moment. And again, it's also a case, it's much worse than that because there are some pretty horrific injuries with accidents on quads that, again, could be avoided.
That's Farm Safe Australia Chairman Charles Armstrong. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.